Hachette Audio presents Child 44, written by Tom Robsmith, read by Dennis Boutikaris.
Soviet Union, Ukraine, village of Chivovi, 25 January 1933. Since Maria had decided to die, her cat would have to fend for itself. She'd already cared for it far beyond the point where keeping a pet made any sense. Rats and mice had long since been trapped and eaten by the villagers. Domestic animals had disappeared shortly after that. All except for one, this cat, her companion, which she'd kept hidden. Why hadn't she killed it? She needed something to live for, something to protect and love, something to survive for. She'd made a promise to continue feeding it up until the day she could no longer feed herself. That day was today. She'd already cut her leather boots into thin strips, boiled them with nettles and beetroot seeds. She'd already dug for earthworms, sucked on bark. This morning, in a feverish delirium, she'd gnawed the leg of her kitchen stool, chewed and chewed until there were splinters jutting out of her gums. Upon seeing her, the cat had run away, hiding under the bed, refusing to show itself even as she'd knelt down, calling its name, trying to coax it out. That had been the moment Maria decided to die, with nothing to eat and nothing to love. Maria waited until nightfall before opening her front door. She reckoned that by the cover of darkness, her cat stood a better chance of reaching the woods unseen. If anyone in the village caught sight of it, they'd hunt it. Even this close to her own death, the thought of her cat being killed upset her. She comforted herself with the knowledge that surprise was on its side. In a community where grown men chewed clods of earth in the hope of finding ants or insect eggs, where children picked through horse shit in the hope of finding undigested husks of grain, and women fought over the ownership.